FBI whistleblower report, Bank of America gave Americans banking info to FBI around January 6. By Sean Moran on May 19, 2023. A House Judiciary Committee report on FBI whistleblowers found that Bank of America provided the FBI a list of anyone who used their services in the D.C. area regardless of if they participated in the events of the January 6 protests. The House Judiciary Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government released an interim report on the government's abuse, misallocation of resources, and retaliation. Among the Judiciary Committee's many revelations, FBI whistleblowers Garrett O'Boyle and retired FBI Supervisory Intelligence George Hill testified about how Bank of America, BOA, gave the FBI's Washington field office a list of individuals who had made transactions in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area with a BOA credit or debit card between January 5 and 7, 2021. Hill also testified that individuals who had previously purchased a firearm with a BOA product were elevated to the top of the list provided to the FBI Washington field office, which was reported by Breitbart News's Ashley Oliver. Representative Thomas Massey, R.K. White, a member of the Weaponization Subcommittee, emphasized during the subcommittee's Thursday hearing that Hill testified that there was no geolocation fencing regarding the data mining of Americans' purchasing of firearms. It remains unclear if Bank of America voluntarily provided Americans' transaction data to the FBI Washington field office or if they complied with the bulk subpoena. However, Hill testified to the committee there was no legal process asking for it from the Bureau or from DOJ or anybody. The Judiciary report stated, on these facts, it is clear that Hill had a reasonable belief that there was a violation of law. Representative Dan Bishop, RNC, said that the BOA's alleged turning over of Americans' transactions amounts to victimization at scale of Americans. Bishop wrote, Bank of America gave a list to the FBI of anyone who used Bank of America credit/debit cards in the D.C. area between January 5, 7, 2021. Regardless of whether they participated in the events of January 6. This is the latest revelation about the FBI's surveillance of those that might have been involved in the January 6 protests. A recent FBI audit found that the agency had insufficient justification for two FISA searches relating to January 6 Capitol violence. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.